What I want to start off with here to take care of gifts, and then because there's a lot of questions today on gifts, I hope I can answer those, you know, not just here today, but a lot of people ask questions on gifts. Let's see if I can get this. That's how stiff I am. So we're going to turn to 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8 through 10. I'm going to read that first. 1 Corinthians 12, 8, 9, and 10. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gift of healing by the same Spirit, to another workings of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. So we see a list there of gifts that people talk about. And in verse 28, same chapter, and God has sent some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers, after that, miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. So again, here are two extra ones, helps and governments. In Ephesians 4, we know the verse in Ephesians 4:11. It talks about the ministry gifts. Might as well turn there, take care of that. Ephesians 4:11, it says, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. So basically, that's a list of what we would call spiritual gifts, and the fruit of the Spirit, we can read that also, you know, and faith is in there too as a fruit, and here it's as a gift also. So I'm not going to spend that much time explaining everything about what gift, which gift. I just want to set a stage for how I see it. And the ministry gifts, I think, are given out in, the preaching gifts. Not everybody has them, but God does as he wills. And the other gifts, I think, we have one or some of them, and those gifts are also to minister. Because what God does, he wants to do it his way. And so what we're going to look at right now is just to say like this. So often people ask, what is my gift? We had a question like that here this week. How do I know my gift? What is my gift? I just want to lay this out before we get started. I mean, before I go into the Holy Spirit. I do believe there's much push on gifts and not on the Holy Ghost as such, because the gifts are through and from the Holy Ghost. And if we just want to know the gifts, that could be as natural lust as anything else, because we all want to know, how did God make me? But when I was seeking for the Holy Ghost, baptism in the Holy Ghost, I wasn't seeking for a gift. I was just seeking for that Holy Ghost. And when I received the Holy Ghost, also, I got certain gifts or whatever. I did. That wasn't my goal. And number one, the gift I used to preach is not natural. It's from God. Because prior to that, I was, just to say a little bit, I was bashful and I was scared to speak in front of people. After that, he also gave the grace to enforce the gift he gave. So, It doesn't matter who you are. When God gives you a gift, he will also give you the grace and the authority to use it. There was a question in the box today about, you know, how do I know if I could put God in a box? Well, if you're controlling God in any way, I want it this way, I want this, or, you know, that's one way of explaining what it means. If you feel you're controlling God, I'm afraid to let him free, because how do I know if it's God? If it's lying to us with his word, then it's from God. And if you're not sure you want that, I want to go to the mission field. I don't want to go to New York City, Bronx. You know, now I am controlling God, put him in a box. Because I want to go here. Years ago, I thought I want to, you know, when I came out of the Order of Mennonites, I thought, well, maybe God will send me to them. Then he sent me to Africa. People I didn't know. But, you know, they have African influence. They have a Dutch accent, and they say, yeah. I thought, God has a sense of humor. He gave me some, just yeah. But anyways. But that is where God works. And because of that, because of sending me to Africa, I have a better opportunity to minister to the people I come out of. It was amazing. They come up. I was at a funeral or something. They would come to me and ask how it's going. People I didn't even talk with while I was with them in church. And I could share anything with them. Because one thing they knew, they weren't going to Africa. So I was at least more conservative than they were, because now I went to Africa and they didn't. No. But it was something. It was interesting to me to find that route was not my way, but it was his way. Now, when you know, so what I strongly encourage is seeking the gifts, not seeking the gift per se, but seeking God, because without the gift, without the Holy Spirit, you can't operate in a gift. And I see it so much. I'm not clear on people that they claim to have a certain gift because they went and did this test. And now I am this. I have a problem with that, because when I saw this one time, I'm going to take this test myself. And I sat on the computer and answered the questions. Who answered the questions? I did. How do you see the world? How do you see in the future? Oh, yes, that's me. Do you love unlovable people? I don't know, you know, if that was on there or not. Kind of. Put that. Anyways, it came out exactly what I thought. Now, if you really want to be honest with yourself, a gift is for ministry. If you're not part of a church and there are an independent Christian out there that is not committed to anybody, you don't need gifts. Hello? Who are you going to use them on? Dogs, cats, trees? What? It is to minister to people you know, and as you get to know more people. So what I see is that we feed our own information in there and comes out what we thought. Now, to be really, to do it the right way would be, let's evaluate David. He claims he has a gift. And we went to church with him for 5 years, and six guys decide to fill it out for him. What do I see in David? That would be more accurate, but I'm not even promoting that. But the point is, that would be more accurate because if nobody knows you have a gift, except you, arrogant person, I mean, you know, that's what it does. Okay, so, anyways, a gift doesn't take you closer to God. You get the gifts by being close to God. Okay? So give, oh, I got some gift of knowledge, wisdom, or I'm a prophet or a teacher or a pastor. There's a lot that goes with that. And so today, since we're not eating yet, there is a steak on here, smothered in Parmesan and mozzarella cheese, and broccoli beside it, and shrimp in it, and just smothered. It comes out hot, and I eat it. If I would be more, I did that on purpose, because you're hungry. Anyways. So I would eat that, okay? I'd take my tools, cut the steak, take the spoon, whatever, and the fork, and I'll eat my steak. When I'm done, I'm at your house. And afterwards, I come to you and say, the spoon was great. The knife was superb. The fork had a sting to it. The plate, was it made in the U.S.? What would I talk about? Right. So what are we serving when we use our gifts? We're bringing Christ to man. And we don't talk about. Some people really rattle. But sometimes I wonder, if when I hear that, there's nothing on that. There's nothing there. But you sure got something. That's the best illustration I could think of years ago already, is that's how it is. We don't talk about this, how great the plate was, how great the silverware were. We talk about the food. You ate. How was it? It was good. And you forget to mention this? So when I minister life to you, you met Jesus, you see him greater than ever before. And then later you could think, I wonder what for gift he has. There was a gift involved. But we have to remember this, because this is where I see so often we're eager in the gift, but we're not willing to surrender fully to the Holy Ghost so he can use those gifts through us. Because these gifts are full in my hand as the master of these. And so God has a gift for you. I believe that. But he has a reason for it. If you don't have any food on here, you don't need the gift. You don't need the silverware. You don't need the knife if there's no steak. And what good would be a meal be without a steak? Anyways, right now it would sound good. Before I drop this one, I'll give it back to somebody I can trust. Anyways, so that is a pretty good picture of the gifts. Because so often we want to know, we seek him, like we need to get closer to God. I need to know my gifts. I need to get in the Holy Ghost because the Holy Ghost is with gifts. And he will give to who, however he will. He won't be doing your bidding. He's doing his. He knows what I have need. He knows what he has planned for me. He has a plan, and he wants to fulfill it. And he will give his power, his graces, his gifts, his authority to fulfill that. And I think so often I see it, I hear it all the time, and I'm not against that. That's a common thing that's around us. Well, what about the gifts and all that? But let's get it right. That's all I'm saying. I'm not condemning somebody if you took the test or not, but the point is, let go of it. Because, and as you grow in Christ and operate and have more faith and know where to go to, God might use different gifts through you. And we need one gift badly, discernment. If you really want to pray for a gift, there's one we need in our churches today, is the spirit of discernment. Can I discern what is of God and what is of man? So let's, and gifts only come by brokenness. It is Jesus Christ your minister, not your gifts. You need the gifts to minister Jesus. Okay. So it's a very ordered place where they fall into. The gift and body life are not separate. So your commitment to a body of believers is very crucial in the authority God will give you to minister gifts, minister through gifts. Because outside of that, you don't need them, but we do need them. Gifts are supernatural, and so let's remember that always, because they are not of my own choosing. When I got filled in the Holy Ghost, I didn't ask for those things that came along. I surrendered to it. And I left God purify that in my life. Now, I'm going to bring out something else, because one thing Bert Clendenin says in the School of Christ on the body, on the church, three things that we must do, three things that are required of a Christian, and three things is you must be born again. Two, you must be filled in the Holy Ghost. Three, you must be led by the Holy Ghost. So if you take those three things, yes, that's the whole duty of man, to be born again, to be filled with the Spirit, and then to be led by the Spirit. And it comes through brokenness, because there are many people, I mean, I met them, you know, the Holy Ghost told me this. You know, one thing that comes along with a true Holy Ghost word is ministry, is life, not you. And so I just want to explain a little bit here about authority. Before we go deeper, I want to then focus on the Holy Ghost and go into that, and we want to pray afterwards. And so I want to take care of these little things. And the gifts are important, but they are not the big thing. Okay? Authority. If you don't have authority to do it, if God doesn't give you authority, you can't do it. For an example, how far do I have to lower myself till I find the authority that I self-contain and was functional? You know, what I'm saying with that is you let the Holy Ghost, and it's nothing weird. It is all orderly by the Word. And if you cry or laugh, you do that normally. So I guess you're allowed to do that. So anyways, remember, some people say, send the fire, always when I see those songs and everybody, whole group of people dancing up and down, send the fire. You know what fire does? And the only reason fire is consuming. I'm not afraid of the Holy Ghost fire, but you better know what you're asking, because it will take away. Fire is for one reason. So don't try to claim a gift without the Holy Ghost or without full surrender, because what God is wanting to do with you today is maybe make you weaker, and he will in yourself if you need that. The Holy Ghost gift is enabled by the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost will take you to Jesus to keep us in need of him. How do I become poor in spirit and be blessed and have the kingdom of heaven? By the Holy Ghost. And remember Jacob when he was leaning on his staff as he blessed. And that's how we are today. Leaning on the word, feelings or no feelings. It's my only source. I don't care. I need this staff. I don't know if I'm feeling it, but, you know, I need it. And as I bless other people, minister to other people, I'm leaning on it. If I feel like it or not, it's my only source. You know, do we want the burdens of the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost can bring things with it that sometimes you don't know how to act. That's why we need each other. What I mean by that, sometimes I think the calling I walk through a lot of burdens sometimes, and sometimes I feel bad about it because sometimes I don't watch myself. I'm not as joyful as I feel I should be. I feel the weight. And I know, and when God is doing that, I know he's trying to tell me something. And, you know, and so it is easy to get tired, to get weary, and the temptation lies at the door to destroy you also. But without the Holy Ghost, we're no use, in a sense, that way. Yes, when we get born again, we have that, but then there's more for that. The gifts of the Holy Ghost are intended to serve God and humanity effectively, but primarily the church. God is the giver of gifts. Only he chooses who receives which. The Holy Ghost is not for self or the old man. It is to empower the spiritual man, the new man. And again, back to God's character of waiting. You know, it is clear we're waiting on him. We're dependent on him. Should I go and do this or shouldn't I go and do this? Can I pray for open doors? When we went, before we went to Africa, me and Lola both felt there's something ahead of us that would completely change our lives again. And we weren't praying for a country. We weren't praying for a nation. We weren't praying that way. But we were praying, God, send us, use us wherever you want. And how I got to South Africa is the leadership was praying about it, and they felt it was, our name came up, they felt good about it, they prayed about it. I didn't know this. And Zodi came to me, and Lola was not in the room, and they asked me about it. And I said, it wasn't a question. It wasn't even, it was just a clear yes. Now, I got one problem. I got to tell my wife. I was fully committed. There was no question mark. And I told her. She lit up like she had more light bulbs on her than anything. And I just told her, whoosh, she lit up. We didn't, only question we had, when do we go? You know, when is the timing of selling everything and going? And God even clarified that. So, back to my point. You know, God, you know, we need him, we want him, and we come to him that way. Because revival reproduces go ye missions. Every true revival ever produced that. If we try to fake that without the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, we will only produce adventure seekers, identity seekers, and self-value seekers. And we try to call that God's mission. I see that in a subtle shift in the churches. When the fire dies out, we try to stir up with missions instead of repentance and returning the focus on Jesus, which will produce outreach. Outreach. Death produces death. Life produces life. And that's where we're at today. And I tell you, I don't know where you're at. I don't care what God has done in your life before. There's more. Do I receive a gift when God baptized me in the Holy Ghost? It took me a while to figure that one out. But I knew I changed, and I started operating in a different way. And there was something I was comfortable with. If you look at me, I'm probably look comfortable preaching, okay? That wouldn't have been the case. And so what God gives you, do I shake? Do you see my hand shaking this week? Yeah. My body is still bashful. So, but the Spirit is stronger than that and overcomes that. And so what we see here today, as we come to a close, and we want to pray for those that want prayer, and the other leadership here can help. You know, I got filled in the Holy Ghost without anybody laying hands on me. I have laid hands on people in Africa, and they got filled in the Holy Ghost. And others got filled by seeking God themselves. So I'm not stuck on it. But the point is, this is, we need to come before God and say, and this is how I like to put it again in anything. Lord Jesus, here I am. Cleanse me, wash me, wash me, my soul and spirit and body, and just wash me. Anything in me that isn't right, I plead it under the blood of Jesus Christ. And then, that only takes a minute, and then look away from yourself and look to Jesus Christ and say, now, Lord, fill me with you. I have no restrictions on him. I'm not putting him in a box. I don't know what he's going to do with me. And young man, he might tell you to marry her. And you're not putting him in a box. And then she would have to see it too, obviously. So you can't force it. We don't believe in forced marriages. Anyways, but the Holy Ghost is here. He can tell you. He will give you the need that you need. You know, I'm so glad, like I said last night, I have a wife that was supportive, that was not a hindrance, and that I could freely operate in my calling. And she has done much in that herself. She was a real blessing. I was trying Figure out how not to pop the mic off. So today what we want to do now is simply that, is you pray, you let God come. I had a young man when the Holy Ghost came down one time in Africa. We were just talking and coming talk about something we had to use over. And all of a sudden, there was somebody mentioned something. It brought the fear of God. It brought the presence of God into the room. And the Holy Spirit was poured out. And this young man went out in the other building and prayed like a fire hydrant was turned on. Prayed for hours. I had to listen to it because I was inside the house. He just was down on his knees and just poured it out. It didn't stop for a long time. Do I need help in prayer? Do I need help in humbling myself? Yes. Because the Holy Ghost will take you to Jesus, not to yourself. The Holy Ghost will not take you to your ideas. He will take you to His, Jesus. And if you feel you have everything, then you're wrong. So, I know this is a little crowded here, but those that respond one way or another, that it's clear you responded, Brother Phil and Samuel, and if you want others, that's up to you guys. You can ask others in the leadership here. That reason I don't say everybody's name, I don't know everybody, but so good. But as we come, just simply do that. Come and just reach out to Him. Yes, make sure your motives are clean and washed by the blood, because you don't want the wrong motive to open yourself up. And come to Him, make sure that's taken care of, and then simply ask Him to fill you. And then let that drive you into deeper prayer, whatever comes. Let's all stand. And as I pray, go for it. Look away from yourself. Look to Jesus Christ. Look away from all your things that aren't the way you want them. But look to Jesus. It's the same way that the Holy Ghost will come to lead you and guide you in all things that He has for you. Lord Jesus, we just come today. Lord, we ask for Your Holy Spirit, for Your holy presence to be here among us. And Lord, the people that need what You have more for them, let them feel that, let them know that. Tug at their hearts, bring convictions upon each person here today, that You will pour out Your Spirit upon us, and that You will release Your Holy Ghost here today to each one that is responding, that You will fill them, that You will completely just flow through them, in them, overflow them, fill their cup, Lord. Lord, we ask for that. As they are empowered and enabled to do ministry for You, it has to be by You. And Lord, today we just simply come that way and ask You to come. And as we continue to pray, that You will come and fill them. And Lord Jesus, we just pray for faith to be common here and strong and afresh. Lord Jesus, we pray this in the name of Jesus. And those that are, if some of you want to pray in your seats, don't be afraid to do that for the moment here. and pray for these or pray for yourself. And so that's how we're going to leave it.